Hello and welcome to another Naxos podcast and music by Sergei Rachmaninoff with pianist Boris Giltburg and the Royal Scottish National Orchestra conducted by Carlos Miguel Prieto. The music you just heard with its long arching melodies was the very beginning of Rachmaninoff's Piano Concerto No. 2. I'll have more to say about that piece later, but in this podcast, I think I will let the music and Boris Giltburg's excellent liner notes do most of the talking. Here's a bit more of that opening music. Boris Giltburg was born in Moscow and has lived in Tel Aviv since early childhood. He began lessons with his mother at the age of 5. Years later, in 2013, he took first prize at the Queen Elizabeth competition, launching his career to a whole new level. He now appears all over the world in solo concerts and with the very best orchestras. I've been fortunate enough to hear him live a couple of times and quickly run out of superlatives when I talk about his playing. He is an outstanding pianist, of course, but he's also a wonderfully communicative musician. And as if being a world-class pianist is not enough, Giltburg is also an excellent writer about classical music and an avid photographer and provided the cover photo for this album. But back to the music. Here he is with a bit more of the first movement of Rachmaninoff's Piano Concerto No. 2. After the drama and emotional heights of the first movement, the second movement of the Piano Concerto No. 2 seems like an island of calm. In his liner notes, Boris Giltburg describes it beautifully. He says, It is a world of its own, protected both from the undercurrent of deep sorrow which runs through the first movement and from the extroversion and dazzling virtuosity of the finale. Though there's a taste of the latter at the end of this middle section, just before the main theme returns. The gradual brightening of the chords at the very beginning seems to clear the afterimage of the darker first movement. They lead to unhurriedly flowing triplets in the piano, followed by a floating melody played first in the flute, then by the clarinet. For me, it's the gentleness and warmth of early sunbeams on the dew-covered grass before a summer's day. That was from the second movement of Rachmaninoff's second piano concerto. Rachmaninoff once said, "There are numerous places in my concertos and symphonies that were written in a single breath, while each of my short pieces always required meticulous care and hard work." In his liner notes, Boris Giltburg follows this quotation with the thought that the Etudes Tableaux, Opus 33, are perhaps the most chiseled, economically written cycle to come out of Rachmaninoff's pen. Like good short stories, everything superfluous has been removed, until nothing but a clear and concise musical idea remains. Here is the Etudes Tableaux No. 2 in C major. Thank you. There are 9 etudes in Etude Tableau Opus 33, or at least there were. Rachmaninoff was set to publish all 9 etudes, but at the very last minute, he withdrew numbers 3, 4, and 5. Some of this music was reworked into other pieces, and numbers 3 and 5 were actually published posthumously, leaving number 4 unpublished and also not included in this recording. Why did he withdraw these pieces? Who knows? It's just another enduring mystery for pianists to contemplate. Here is Etude Tableau number 7 in E-flat major, which is marked Allegro con fuoco, which translates as fast with fire. Besides the Concerto No. 2 and the Etude Tableau, this album includes a couple of shorter works, arrangements really, by Rachmaninoff, including his arrangement of Liebeslied, composed by his good friend and chamber music partner, Fritz Kreisler. I don't know why, but I love the image of these two gentlemen, Rachmaninoff and Kreisler, getting together for a spot of chamber music. You have been listening to music by Sergei Rachmaninoff from his Piano Concerto No. 2, the Etude Tableau, and his lovely arrangement of Fritz Kreisler's Liebeslied. With pianist Boris Giltburg and in the concerto, the Royal Scottish National Orchestra conducted by Carlos Miguel Prieto. Music and performances that deserve and reward repeated listening. This podcast can only hint at the great pleasures in this album. It's available at all fine music retailers, Naxos catalog number 8.573629. To go out, here's the very ending of the Piano Concerto No. 2. I'm Raymond Bechet. So long for now.